Hello.
Good morning. My name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. This is Danielle Long.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to, I recently got laid off or fired from my job last week, and I was trying to see if I could file unemployment. When I tried to do it online, it said something about it was an error in the application or something like that, and they gave me this number to call. But I just needed, I was trying to figure out what I should do as far as till I could find another job. And I know it's kind of hard because it's the holidays and everything. So I've been trying, but I don't know what to do.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
It's 421-493924.
3924?
Uh-huh.
Keep verify your date of birth.
3999.
And your mother's maiden name?
Wow.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
It's going to be 886-4087.
Since the last time you filed, have you worked on a different name, a different social security number, or has your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I did college for trade. I did trade school. I got 2 certifications.
And if you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card is a conditional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
I could do the direct deposit.
You want a direct deposit?
Yes, ma'am, into my checking account.
And who are you banking with?
Regions.
And that routing number?
It's
0062401. And the account number?
602.
You said 602?
No, ma'am. It's 02.
02.
68 95 95 31 31 27. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 02-68-95-3127.
Could you repeat that? I was driving. I'm sorry.
02-68-95-3127.
Yes.
And your mailing address?
It's 13427 Wood Smoke, WOODSMOKE Drive. And it's Duncanville, Alabama, 35456.
Okay, you said 205-614-0737.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer ungenerated questions. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? We have a terminologist, licensed certified social worker, pediatric nephrologist, a physician assistant, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Question 2. Which of the following age range more closely matches the age of Dacia Long? Dacia Long is D-A-C-I.
Dacia.
Okay. They have 23 to 27, 32 20. To 36, 38 to 42, 53 to 57, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
You said what age range?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the price on 23 to 20?
23 to 27.
It was, yes, ma'am, 23 to 27. Hello.
Question 3. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 109 Deercrest Circle, 12977 Covington Court, 4114 Eastwood Drive, 418 30th Street, or have never been associated with 418 30th Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, your staff or trade readjustment allowance?
No, ma'am. Was I supposed to be one of those?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. But no, ma'am, I haven't gotten anything.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
It was last Wednesday, so it was December the 7th.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or a federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve or active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am, not all shifts.
Have you applied for or are you seeking a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving a work comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you, do your time work through a union?
Ma'am.
Do your time work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
I was a clinical technician.
And now you want to come to your father for?
The retina specialist of West Alabama.
You said the who?
Retina specialist of West Alabama.
When was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
It was November the 7th.
What year?
2022.
You said, what's the name of the company again?
Retina, R-E-T-I-N-A, R-E-T-I-N-A,
I-N-A.
And it's Specialist of West Alabama.
In Montgomery?
West Alabama, it's in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's right on Hargrove Road.
Okay.
Do you need the address?
I got it.
Okay.
Do you have a name that it paid you up under for the paycheck stub?
I can. You want me to try to pull it up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see if I can get in. It's loading. Yeah, it's a retina specialist of West Alabama, 2101 Highland Avenue, South Suite 350, Birmingham, Alabama.
You said Birmingham?
Mm-hmm. This under my pay stub. This the one that's on my pay stub.
And you said, when was your last day work?
Last Wednesday, 12/7/2022.
And you said your appointment start date was November the what day?
November the 7th as well.
Now, contact phone number is 205-343-0003.
For this?
Yes, ma'am, for the job.
Yes. 205-343-0003.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No, I know I think I have one last check coming from when I worked. I think I worked 3 days this last week, so I have a payment coming from those 3 days. But as far as holiday work pay and stuff like that, no, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why you no longer work with this company?
They said that they had to let me go because I have a one-year-old, and some days I would have to leave to go pick her up and drop her off, and they just said it was a conflict with the scheduling instead of working with me on it. But
you said conflict scheduling.
Because I have a 1 year old, and some days it like this past month, daycare had been closing early, or they were either she was sick and I had to take her to the doctor. And I turned in my excuses, but they just didn't want to work with me on it.
Okay, name and title of the person who informed you of your termination.
I can go see you. I think her name is Adrian. I'm going to have to go through now. Yes, her name is Adrian Williams. And let me see if this shows her. She was the human resource coordinator.
Is that Ava?
Adrian, A-B-R-I-A-N, Williams.
And what date were you informed of your termination?
December the 8th. December 8th at 9:20 a.m.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to you being terminated? Like, did you do anything to try to save your job?
Yes, I asked them. I was like, you know, because I was coming in later that day, and I had talked to someone early, and I even told them, I was like, well, she said it was all right if I came in a bit earlier, but they just weren't trying to hear anything. So I was like, okay, forget it.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the help of federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, and we are going to give you a temporary pin. That temporary pin is $24.99.
$24.99.
Mhm. Okay, I got it. The following scratches and telephone numbers are very important, and normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim.
Mm-hmm.
However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim with Jeff Finish also raises you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career mm-hmm. center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log to alabamaworks.alabama.gov. and update your online resume.
You said alabamaworks.alabama.gov?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got it.
Say to do so, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims due calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
Failure to make and complete a certification week can result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Do you need to repeat that web address?
You said www.labor.alabama.gov?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. I type it in. Hello.
And if you choose to file through telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. The nurse repeat that number.
She said 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got it.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week, which will be Sunday, December 18th. Then you'll file every Sunday till you find a job that is full time.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file discussion list could result in loss of benefits. And if you're not received a booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. You need to repeat that number?
Yes, you said 1-800-361-4524. Okay, I got it.
Okay, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision or claim is made. Ms. Danielle Long, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. I don't. Not at the moment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claim. You enjoy your day.
You as well. Thank you again.
You're welcome.